Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I have something interesting to talk about. I've been reading books.
Oh my God.
Has hell frozen over?
No, I'm rereading Watchmen for the fourth time.
Not reading books. That's obsessing over a graphic novel.
The problem is, I do have some obsessive tendencies and they do pop out sometimes. This is one of them. One of my other ones I'm reading is I'm re-audiobooking Dr. Sleep.
Oh, okay.
It's just so good. Okay. My God.
It's also not reading a book, but... You're going to tell me you're also...
Tell that to people who are vision impaired.
I won't. I'm telling it to you.
Yeah.
Because they're not saying they're reading books.
Well, let's sound off in the comments. Listening to a book reading a book? It's not, is it?
No, it's I listen to an audiobook.
Okay, well, I'm reading Watchmen.
Okay.
Which is a graphic novel, which you also don't think is reading. So go ahead and read me. Why don't you read me,
No, you're
honey?
Not reading a book. You're reading a graphic novel.
Okay, I'm reading a graphic
pictures.
Novel. I'm listening to a book. And I'm reading a book called All About Love.
Okay, now we're talking.
It's a nonfiction book. It's about self-helpy. But it's about, not to be
Why is
LA.
There a stigma about helping yourself?
Because we're in Hollywood and everyone has a jade egg up their pussy, okay? Let's be honest. But it's about how love in society, Hollywood, the world, history is really hard to define. And people are afraid to say I love you because everybody has a different definition of what that means.
Right.
And something they were talking about in the book that I think is so interesting, and this goes for your relationship with your mom, your dad, your boyfriend, your best friend, your whoever.
Your Lebanese, your Orient.
Love, we treat it like it's a stasis, like it's a state. It's a state.
Okay, yeah.
It's an is or an isn't.
Right.
It is more of a verb. It's a part, what you participate in. It's what you offer.
It's not a noun, baby.
Which I find really interesting.
It's a verb.
It made me reflect on last weekend was my mom's 60th birthday. Happy birthday, Val.
Val, baby.
I didn't get an invite.
Six is for sex.
No. I didn't get an invite and I didn't go because I wasn't invited.
But
I
sounds like love to me.
But I called her on her birthday and I was like, happy birthday, Val. And she was like, yeah, we're just having, and I was like, oh, you guys having a party.
You call her Val? You don't call her Val.
No, I don't.
Okay, God, Jesus Christ. Sometimes
I do if it's like, can I be honest? This is just shout out Val. So Val, it's so Val. Classic Val. I called her on her birthday.
And didn't realize it was her birthday.
And she was like, I said, did you just wake up? Are you taking a little birthday nap? And she was like, "Well, I took an edible and then I smoked." She was so high, and it was her birthday, so I was trying to reach her and have a sincere moment.
She was not available.
And I was like, my mom for her birthday wants me to leave her alone.
Yes,
so I was like, you know what? I was calling to be sentimental, but since since you're on a journey, I said, make sure you just, you know, have a glass of water and you know, have
the
a good birthday.
Best gift is, it is kind of humbling when you realize the best gift you can do is not do something.
Yeah. you know what I mean? And I was like, this is me making love a verb. Hanging up the phone and letting her get back on that horse and ride into the sky.
Stepping away. Yes. Stepping away. I'm stepping away with love.
With love. With love.
No, that's
avec l'amour.
Avec l'amour, oui, oui. I love, oh, that's the.
Who do you love the most?
So, wait. Oh, one thing I love is, non-French speaking singers doing French in a bad French accent on songs. I just recently discovered this genre. It's not a genre.
Honey.
It's like, you know, Connie Francis does a Spanish language album, you know, thing of that nature. There's a lot of like Eartha Kitt type singers who do like French songs with
like
bad
speaky
accents. Yeah, and it's fabulous. It's so fabulous. I love it.
Do you know
it
about this? Countess Luann has a song called Chic C'est la vie.
Chic C'est la vie. Countess Luann.
Now, you listen to the music you listen to, and you think this is gutted.
Do you know why? Because I don't understand the fucking words.
You don't like words.
No, I don't like their meaning.
Yeah.
Words are useless, especially sentences. They don't stand for anything. How can they explain what I feel? Bjork writing for Madonna, bedtime story.
Now, if the artist is bilingual, are you cool with it?
I don't give a fuck about the artist.
I mean, if it's like they put French in, but they are an American artist who mostly speaks English, but they speak French and they throw it into songs. Is that okay?
Like with Beyonce and Blow?
Ooh la no, la. Like Debbie Harry puts French in her songs.
I don't care what they put. You can put fucking anything in your song. I just don't want to understand it. It's like, what? I don't know, but I love it. That I understand, and it's corny and rotten.
It's like a drag queen song.
It's worse.
It's a drag queen song.
It's worse. It sounds like a gay guy high on crystal meth in Palm Springs wandered into a recording studio and just started saying things. That's what she sounds like.
Orville Peck and I came to your house the other night and we held you hostage and we watched Real Housewives clips.
And those horrors, I mean, so I've always maintained that, I don't know if this is okay to say, Andy Cohen is a pimp and all of these girls, all these women, these alcoholic women are just whored out for dollars. But anyways, I know that you participated in the franchise.
Oh yeah, I'm currently on it. Sorry.
That's just my outsider point of view.
I'm on three episodes of Salt Lake City, which means I think I have my snowflake now.
I've never seen a full episode of the show, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But y'all, you made me watch all these clips and it was so
wild.
Well,
I was assaulting you with, Orville and I were like brainstorming the best fights or craziest moments of every franchise. So you were getting an amuse-bouche of like,
I got a lot of
you were getting
bouches.
Like a 7-second clip of NeNe Leakes going, yeah, I'll snap your neck and poke both your eyes out.
Bloop, bloop.
My
bouche was very amused because I learned the origin of some memes. Who gonna check me, boo?
Who gonna check me, boo? She watched, so old,
by the way.
Yeah.
I remember Destiny and the dressing room at Jacques saying that.
Who gonna check
that
me, boo?
That was 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But then I was like, what? I'm not in the bathroom smoking crystal meth all night. I was like,
Holy shit.
Don't talk about my son. You put on a uniform. You bitch.
Yeah. She watched the girls in Amsterdam.
And then just fighting. Just fist fights. Screaming. And
there's something very, Orville and I.
Lisa Rinna's face. Just period.
Yeah. Orville and I have been having parallel low points in our lives. And we dragged you along for what was a very
therapeutic ride. Oh, because I'm right down there with you.
Us. I said, like,
I'm in the muck. That's where I live.
Me, you, and Orville watching Welcome to Me, which is a very dark movie.
It's a very charming movie.
It's very charming, but it has a darkness. It has a darkness, for sure.
It has a peculiarity, let's say.
Yeah. Kristen Wiig plays a bipolar woman who wins $86 million in the California State Lottery and uses the money to start her own TV show on a local network in Palm Springs.
Yes, with a star-studded cast, by the way.
Amazing.
Jennifer Jason Leigh looking haggard. Walking into the frame.
Haggard from Harry Potter.
Jennifer Jason Leigh walking onto set, walking into hair and makeup, and then beating them up.
Girl, she looked like a emoji of a peach dressed up as Steven Tyler.
Now, this is one of the greatest actresses, I believe, of all time. Jennifer Jason
Dolores
Leigh.
Dolores Claiborne.
Jennifer Jason Leigh, just single white female bitch. Annihilation.
Yes.
Annihilation.
She's great in that movie.
So good. She truly is in this movie looking like whodunit and ran. It's so funny. But it's so funny.
Well, she is quite a beautiful woman.
Yeah,
but
she's gorgeous.
For some reason, with her character, she skipped hair and makeup every day.
No, they didn't skip it. There was a separate trailer where they threw dirt on her face and then...
No, was it just dirt? She looked like she had been crying until they said action. Red nose, red eyes. And every scene, no matter what the vibe, she looked like she was just crying.
I know. And also pissed.
Pissed.
Over it.
But she plays pissed well.
Well, like you, when I said, right before we started the previous episode, I said, you look great. You're like, ugh.
Ugh. I know. Everyone, because everyone wants to fuck me.
But it reminds me of the, like, you know, alcoholic nose. Did you know that Melanie Griffith on the set of Working Girl was so drunk one day they had to stop production and they charged her for it? They halted production, made her pay $80,000 because she was... She was like famously very drunk on the set of that movie.
I support them.
Oh no, the director's like, okay, we're shutting down because bitch, you can't walk. And we'll revisit this later. You're going to pay for this whole fucking day. $80,000. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Why are you looking at me like that?
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money for, and that's.
That's a lot of fucking money.
That's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of money, especially. And I wonder about what were the dynamics between she and Sigourney Weaver, who I kind of assume to be a consummate professional who's not showing up to work drunk, especially not in that movie. Maybe I could be wrong.
I don't know. A lot of people have... We just don't know about everyone's situation.
But isn't that fascinating, though? Because I've been a fan of that movie. I had no idea.
The difference is, like, if you're a PA on a set, you could go to work hungover, drunk, stoned, in a bad mood, underdressed, tired.
Yeah.
You can go to work with so many different states going on. But when you're the star, you have to hope for you have to be your best state at all times to make the movie good so everyone can make money.
Right. So there's huge pressure.
And if you're Melanie Griffith at the time and she's struggling with alcoholism, it's like all this stress, all this pressure. I recently had a stress, let's say boil over. And
a boil over
of boil stress over. More than maybe I've ever felt. And a doctor had prescribed me 0.25 milligrams of Xanax, which I think is a quarter the size of 1 milligram, which is what people take. Yeah, I took a half of one.
That wouldn't even like.
I took a half of 0.25. So what is that?
I have to booty bump that to even get
five.
So you thought about Xanax. I thought hard about Xanax.
But I've never take drugs.
No, I know.
I took that tiny amount. It did take me from panic spiral back to, all right, I can manage what's going on.
Okay.
And then I thought, I can never take this again.
That's a great line of that. Well, okay.
The effect was so, like, not immediate, but the turnaround, my POV, my outlook was so shifted and it felt so real that I actually was like, this is why people become Xanax addicts.
No shit, ho.
I don't want to be ignorant,
chemically dependent.
But when you've never taken really drugs like that, you're like, I mean, I've taken stupid party drugs when I was like 21, but I never taken a prescribed pill from a doctor for stress. And I was like,
that comes from a lab where you know what it is.
This is why people get it. So I put that back high on the back shelf medicine cabinet. I was like, unless I reach some kind of major crisis in my life again, that has to be the last ditch effort in life.
For you.
For me.
For you, yeah.
Because that really scared me how much it made my outlook. It didn't just make me feel like everything was better. It made me feel like everything was genuinely better. I was like, it's not the pill. Everything's fine. And I'm like, then later I was like, no, that was the pill. And that's why people get addicted to Xanax.
Yeah.
It woke me up to the possibility of that very slippery slope. Very slippery slope.
Because our life is our perception and our perception is chemical.
Uh-huh.
So if you alter, you have a chemical alteration in the perception of your life situation. It's an instant shift.
And the only really chemical experiences I experience now are maybe a Celsius.
And coffee up the ass.
A cup of tea.
Yeah.
Or a sugar cube up the ass. Yeah.
Well, you know what, the caffeine, there's a good amount of research out there that caffeine is a good enhancer. It's not like bad.
It gives you light rush of euphoria with caffeine, especially if you're not used to it. I remember the first time I worked at the mall and somebody bought me a Starbucks refresher, which is a green tea caffeinated drink. Mm. And I remember being like, I'm in a great mood and I have tons of energy and being like,
you're so fucking weird, bitch.
No.
You're so fucking weird.
Ms. I was like Bibby, 22. I never had coffee in my life.
22. Little Bo Peep. Ms. Little Bo Peep with your staff and your sheep. You're so sensitive.
I'm musing to you about drugs now.
Well, because it's like I thought about Xanax and I was like on the floor face down, like 0.00025 milligrams of Xanax. And you were like,
but for me, if I'm having a hard time,
I'm just,
I'm having a hard time. Weed can make it worse.
Yes. Yeah, weed doesn't make things better for me either.
No. Caffeine can make it worse. Like if you're spun out, if you're anxious,
you're not
it's worse.
Putting fire with fire. Yeah. Well, think about, because panic disorder, so anxiety disorder and panic disorder, people are often prescribed Klonopin and Xanax. It's for anxiety attacks.
Mm-hmm.
They pop a Klonopin, a K-pin, and then it's like, whew. And I watched this documentary.
You better lay low.
Yeah. Hold up. You better lay low.
Your brain says, you no, better lay low.
Donna, Karen, Kalani, Zanny.
Yeah.
Thanks for holding down the fort. But
it spooked me.
Yes, well, it is spooky.
A quarter of a also, half quarter dose.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is a powerful drug.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Benzos are very powerful. They're very addictive. And also withdrawal from benzos can be life-threatening. That's why insurance accepts like rehabilitation for alcohol and benzos and some other like heroin, like things that you can actually, where withdrawal is a physical
issue.
Well,
we have friends who have struggled with that exact thing.
We do.
And they can't just magically stop.
No, because you have crazy. I watched this recently. I think it was all about benzos, Xanax, Klonopin, whatever. Mostly about Xanax. And so there was a few different illustrations. Some people who, like, one girl who's like, you know what? I realized I need it. I don't need it, but it helps me,
mm-hmm.
and my life is manageable with it, and I like my life with it, and it's a small dosage, whatever. And then there's a whole range of experiences, but. Girl, if you have no other tools, if the only thing in your toolbox is the Zanny or the Klonny or the whatever, then that's, I think, where you're up Schitt's Creek, because once the toolbox is empty, it's Niagara Falls.
It's a stepping stone. It's not an island to settle down on. You know what I mean?
Now, I like, think street drugs are better.
No, street drugs are fine.
No, because
you know what I'll do? I'll go down to the Union Station. Somebody will sell me pencil shavings.
Thank you. Yeah, because doctors don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know.
I want a doula with meth.
Yes. Give me a lukewarm spoon. No, that's horrible.
I watched a fentanyl documentary last night while I was eating my Thai food.
That's crazy.
Ooh.
That's crazy. I mean, yes,
you better
horrible.
Lay low.
It's horrible. I know we've talked about this. I don't like
fentanyl?
No.
Oh.
I don't like that people who have like chronic pain in some states can't access marijuana. Mm-hmm. But people will just give them pills, but those marijuana will kill you.
Yeah.
I'm not even like Laganja, like, ooh, the weed. Like, I've done weed, but I'm not like a weed person.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a weed person to acknowledge that it's less risk for people.
Also, you don't have to be a weed person to acknowledge the severity and the this is not, it's a business. Period.
It's a business. That's like colleges. You gotta remember.
Education and healthcare, the two major fucking bugs of this country, education and healthcare, business.
Business. Colleges are businesses.
Mama, that's bullshit.
When I had to drop out of beauty school to go to Drag Race,
I remember
they were like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Zero, like, are you sure? You've done so well. You're so close to the end.
Like, kick the door and
you have so much
talent.
They were like, all right, great. Just clean out your locker and disinfect your headset. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. I was like, work.
You better get out. Yeah.
Do you get your, you don't get your hair. Do you miss getting your hair cut?
No, but I do. No, I do not.
I don't either.
It was always a point of extreme anxiety. I would probably need a Zanny or a K-pin before I went to the hair salon. Because first of all, if it's a gay guy, oh my God, they want to talk about vacations. Where you been? So where you been? Where are you going on vacation? It's like, I go on vacation. It's like crazy.
They do.
Like, so where are you going? We went to, and then they tell me about their vacation. I don't care. And it's like, well, we went down the islands. So we went to Cuba.
I'm the talker in those scenarios. What? I'm the talker in the haircut chair. When they're like, so how have you been? And I'm like, well, my mother just passed.
Yeah.
No, not that, but I launched right into my relationship, my career, especially.
Oh, so you're doing therapy. You're using the chair as the therapist chair.
No. Like when I would always talk about doing drag. Cause as soon as I say, oh, I do drag for a living, they have a million questions. And then every time you get your haircut, you're talking about drag.
Are you getting a lineup with a straight guy in a barbershop?
Straight guys are good barbers.
No, I didn't say they're not, but that's why I would go to a barbershop and get a lineup by a straight guy, not a lineup, but a fade.
You would do lines.
Way back in the way. I would do lines in the bathroom while he did.
Were you guys doing coke in your bathroom?
Were you doing cocaine in your bathroom? Like, so funny. Well, at least I'm not in the bathroom all night doing crystal meth, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy, but back to the barbershop.
Back to Housewives. I love, fuck everyone. There's something wrong with me.
You better shut up.
I love on Housewives when they check each other with the cameras on and go, well, let's not talk about
that. Yeah, yeah.
You know what we're not going to talk about.
Like, your husband beats you and then he kills himself.
Yeah.
Keeping a light on the pod today.
Yeah. Have we ever kept a light on this pod? Has anybody listened to us for hope? Yeah. For glimmering hope? Are you kidding me?
For lighthearted fare.
We are people's Zanny bar. We are the K-pin.
We are the fentanyl sometimes.
We are the fentanyl. I'm the fentanyl patch you put right in the middle of your forehead before your afternoon nap, honey.
After your coffee enema to calm down.
You wake up sunburned and you pull the patch off. It's the only part of your body that's not sunburned.
Pulling the patch.
Pulling the patch.
Chopping it up.
No. Now, who do you love in your life the most?
I'm going to go back to your question. I'm going to answer it. I used to hate getting haircuts because of the conversation. I would listen to me. You got to listen.
We are mentally ill.
I know.
Like, it's really.
No shit.
We're going to look back on this and be
no,
like.
No, I'm not looking
is
back.
Is it weird that we flaunted our illness?
Eyes forward.
For
eyes forward.
Years
we don't look
instead
back.
Of addressing it?
No.
No.
But that's why when people, they're struggling, they're going to Turkey. I'm like, girl, go to Turkey. I'm sitting pretty, bald headed. I love my look. I love like doing it myself in the shower every other day. I love it.
I love it too.
I love it to do it.
By the way, the money.
I love being bald.
A men's haircut in a kind of nice salon, even a head shave.
I go through hell at the salon. I go through hell there. I go through hell at Floyd's Barbershop. I go through hell at Floyd's Barbershop.
Can I tell you something?
And then they give you a horrible massage. They don't want to.
Oh, the best is the, let me, see,
and they do the, zzz,
the best is when
horrible.
They just like,
ugh. It's so half-assed because they don't want to be gay. Yeah. Yeah. It's right, it's horrible. Yeah. It's like, no homo, but I have to do this or my manager will have to fire me. Yeah.
I love, when I was in beauty school, I loved giving head massages. I would use an essential oil and I would do a cross on your scalp.
You're very good with customer service one-on-one. Like he just did some makeup stuff for me and the two techniques he mentioned are so, so good. And I've been a makeup, not professional, but you know what I mean? Like I've been working with makeup my whole life.
We've seen. Yeah. We know what's up.
But you're very good in that arena. I think you would succeed extremely well.
Your makeup
you draw
circles around the holes. Now, what about, can we just talk about, we have to put a stop to something right here on the pod.
What?
We have to stop drawing nostrils on bigger in drag. We fucking have
LaToya
to.
Jackson.
We fucking have
Who started
to.
It?
Honey.
Who started
honey.
It?
Honey.
Cocoa Montrese or Pearl.
Yeah, like,
Now I'm a girl.
Because women have now, giant triangles well, for nostrils,
brown
right?
Brown circles and then black, craters. Yeah.
James Mansfield
Who did it first?
Pearl did it. It needs to stop.
Pearl
and I'm
famously
open to people's
it,
creativity, but at some point we need to put the brush down and just step away and go, do I need big triangle black nostrils today? What, to be a woman.
I'm actually asking because I really don't know. What is the point of
I
it?
I think it's to make the nose appear smaller.
And why do we want that
if
necessarily?
If your lips are bigger, your eyes are bigger, you can make the nose holes bigger so that the nose itself looks small in comparison.
Now, why ain't you doing that? Because you don't want to look crazy, right?
Well, I, as far as nose makeup, I don't think I'm in a place to criticize anyone.
Well, because you do a white stripe.
Mama, it's a white worm and chocolate pudding.
We know what it is.
It's a white crayon that's been thrown in the mud.
Worm and chocolate pudding. So why don't you do little crispy crackers?
Can I say I've never done it?
I know you
haven't. Watch, what if I do it?
And it looks amazing.
What if I walk into set and it's blacked out fucking holes?
No, it's the whole.
I use Hollywood prosthetic makeup to make the septum gone. Yes. Like a longtime Coke user.
Blowing out chunks of tissue in the shower and pushing them down the shower drain with your big toe.
That's tough.
Catch it.
That's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. The '90s. That's tough.
Yeah. Limelight.
We gotta stop drawing the nostrils on. Like, it's not that they.
But you're doing it for like a Michael Jackson illusion.
I don't know why they're doing it because it's not.
Because he had a nose like that.
No, but it's not. It's not feminizing. It's not beautifying. It's not.
It's mortifying.
It's surgical. It feels surgical. It feels botched.
It looks botched.
You know, I will say if you're doing it for maybe a character that has a severe nose.
That's what I'm talking about. Janet's and the Michaels.
Because Coco Montrese does it.
Does it for Janet, yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Because she's got a Jackson nose. And those are like sharp peak mountains with big, giant whatevers. I mean, no offense to the Jacksons, of course.
I think, you know what it is too?
What?
I'm so okay boomer with drag. I'm the Gen X of drag. If I'm Gen X, you are... You remember the beginning of Jurassic
Pioneer
Park?
Pioneer wagon.
Remember the beginning of Jurassic Park when they're at that dig and the helicopter comes on and they go, cover the site! And they're covering the dinosaur bones? That's you.
Who do I love the most?
Who do you love the most? It's not a competition, but in your
really
life, who do you... Love that's meaning any type of love.
That's a really good question.
Now, the book I was reading defines love as...
A verb.
No, the willingness to extend oneself for the personal or spiritual fulfillment of another. Somebody you just would go for because you want the best for them. I think that really is love.
Oh, well, I mean, not sex.
No. I mean, sex. Romantic can be included. Yeah. Let's say you had a husband or something. It could be that, but.
Well, when we went on our walk the other day, we were having a really lovely discussion about like this. We walked around Lake Hollywood, the reservoir. Gorgeous.
Very weird for us to hang out.
Very strange.
I kept waiting for someone else to
no
get
cameras,
there.
No cameras.
But I was cheating out.
You were cheating out. You were
we're so
no
used to
contact.
Being on camera.
She was,
I was like,
RuPaul, what did you say? She brought her own ring light.
Yeah.
No, but it was, it got me thinking. I was like, I don't, when I develop sharp, intense, all encompassing, like love feelings for people. Oh my God. I would climb Kilimanjaro for them during the 3 days, of course.
Sure.
On the fourth day, she ill. And I'm no longer interested.
You do fall hard and fast. You hit the ground and bounce, though.
But then I sizzle in it, and it's a dry, and then it moves, you know. But I was going to say my family, but I don't. I mean, I love them, but I don't. You know.
But rank them. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, I mean, because
I think romantic love is different. We tend to be like one or all. But with siblings, parents, friends. Oh, yeah. It's endless.
Well, I would jump in front of a bullet. I would sacrifice myself for any member of my family, even my parents. They're very old.
Does age affect it? Because my thought would be Graham for you, right? Like the youngest.
Well, he would go first.
You would kill him first.
I would kill him first because he don't know nothing.
Right. He's not going to hold a grudge. And you babies know, go to heaven.
Yeah, and plus, you know, it frees up my brother for, you know, I'm just
and no more gift giving at the holidays.
Thank you. Hello. My checkbook got a little heavier. I would say like my sibling, we have unconditional love. Like that's kind of built. That's built in though.
Of course.
But it doesn't really.
You're ride or die.
It doesn't make sense though because we don't hang out with each other. We're not in constant contact with each other. We know we're there and we'll see each other periodically. We check in and everything, but we have you go in your room, I go in my room. We know we love each other kind of vibe. It's
right.
We didn't start hugging, girl, until later.
But when you started, you didn't stop.
And then
for a year.
for the listeners in their cars, what I was, you'll be spared that little detail. I would say I like.
You're the baby, right?
I'm the middle.
Oh, you're the middle.
Your sister
is younger.
My sister's younger.
Your brother's older.
Yeah. But there's only six years between us all. Wow. 2-3 years apart. Yeah. So now we're
Pat
all.
Pat was like, let's do it and let's do it quick.
Yeah. And she's like, I got to go to China. I got a bike to ride in China. Let's get these fuckers raised. I don't know. That's actually kind of a depressing question, really.
Don't think of it as who would I die for? You went straight for who would I take a bullet for.
I'm like Romeo and Juliet.
It's not about death.
Yeah. Well, I love you for sure.
Love you too.
And also that's a long relationship. That's a long relationship that, you know, there's
it's about money.
It's about money. But it's not about money. It's about quality of life.
It is. Honestly, we don't really ever talk about this. You could pretty much call me for any reason.
Oh, insane.
And I would drop absolutely everything.
The very few times that you've actually called me like looking for some kind of help, I'm like, are you kidding me? I throw the baby out of the window and I'm like,
Have you seen that scene in Twilight where she throws the baby in the fire?
Yeah, I throw my baby in the fire. I take my dick out of the whore and I just run. I just run naked, boned up, murderer.
You show up with the Trimix.
Yeah.
The needle's still in the dick.
The pookie flies out the window and I'm wigless down the street.
You stole a car, even though you have one.
It's a stick shift. Can't drive it.
I would love, you live kind of up the Hollywood Hills. I would love to build an emergency zip line to my
house.
Oh my God. Just in case.
How about a tunnel? I guess it's just a tunnel.
But it's a hill. It's gravity.
I know, but maybe underneath. I said tunnel as if there's a channel. Oh my God.
You would have died on there?
Mama, the big one is coming up, honey. Sweetie, are you prepared for the big one? Le big one.
That's why I use Pure for Men. Pure for Men. By the way, I think you have to take about 7 or 8 of those tablets a day. It's crazy.
And they work. They work. I know people who swear by them.
I took 4 today. I'm gonna report back.
I know people who have been taking them for years. It's a fiber supplement. Let's just talk about a fiber supplement. I want to talk about anal sex right now, because I just.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I had flaming hot diarrhea the other day. Okay. And that got in the way of my plans. I had planned to stick something on my ass. Cause I said, you know what? You haven't had anything up your ass lately. We don't want the hole to close up. I consider myself a top cause that's what I prefer, but I also would be like, whatever. And there was some flaming hot Cheeto diarrhea coming out of my ass. And I said, okay, now we got to close up shop.
Well, there is some light planning. You do have to open your day book. You do have to open your Google calendar.
That's what I'm talking about.
A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the dick.
Yeah.
That's kind of the rule of thought for bottoming.
Yeah. And also, diet, it's a lifestyle.
It's like it's being keto lifestyle. Or something.
Thank you.
It is.
It's a lifestyle. And I am sorry.
That being said, we just had Taco Bell for lunch, both of us.
But I'm not going to go
Bofa.
Get fucked. Bofa?
But do you notice I had one bean burrito and then ate 4 Pure for Men?
I didn't notice that. I did notice you had a liter of coffee that you squirted up.
I'm going to go home and be like, David, I cleaned out. He's going to be like, why?
What? Who's going to fuck
David.
You?
I like to put on my sexy feminine voice.
Hello, David.
Hi, David. I cleaned out. He's like, what? The cap? The fridge? You fat
pantry.
Bitch. I cleaned out. Oh, the pantry.
The earthquake. The earthquake.
Yeah.
The earthquake supplies.
So what's the problem with anal sex is that you didn't time it right.
Girl, it's too much. It's too much. It's all
it is though.
It's way too much.
I would imagine with your pussy if you were like, well
pussy.
Well
pussy.
Menstruation.
So what? But ain't shit. It ain't shit, bitch.
Yeah.
It ain't shit. And you want to have
tough.
A baby?
Shit is
sometime
tough.
You got to deal with my pussy blood.
I'm not comparing pussy to ass ownership.
No.
I'm saying even if you had
there
a pussy,
are problems.
It's not every day.
It's not a victimless crime.
Your peak hygiene day, I guess.
Of course. And of course, there's hysteria about the smell of pussy. But guess what? If you're fucking pussies.
Let pussy smell like whatever they need
Mama,
to smell
the
like.
Pussy smells like the pussy smell like the pussy. Okay.
Thank you.
We're not going down there for a Glade plug-in. Okay.
No,
we're not going down there for like
it's not
Tom Ford.
It's not a Soho Home cherry vanilla candle.
It's not a Tropicalia Vanilla.
No.
You know, it's not Soleil Blanc.
It's not William Sonoma.
It's not Mandarino di Amalfi.
No.
It's not that.
It's not all that.
It's pussy.
It's pussy, honey.
It's snatch cunt.
Is that Aquadigia? Like, no. Let it be a pussy.
Is that
Let your pussy be a pussy.
Right. We're not douching with coffee and we're not fucking spritzing with Mandarino di Amalfi to Tom Ford up our pussy holes.
That being said.
Yeah. You do love to Febreze up there every once in a while.
No. That being the other day, did I tell you about the cologne? Mm-mm. The other day I got in bed and I was like trying to, in bed and I put cologne on before bed.
He's like, ugh,
I got in bed with David and he's like, did you put on cologne? I was like, yeah. And he was like, why?
Like of a silk negligee on and a wig floor, it was and in heels.
It was the Christmas Carol nightcap, long linen. I had a candle.
Buttons up to the neck.
Yes.
100 buttons.
Yes. Ichabod fucking Crane. Yes, girl. He goes, why? And I was like, you know what? That's actually fair. This isn't sexy. I assaulted you with cologne in bed. And that's not fair.
Oh, like four spritzes like you're going to the nightclub.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
In the mouth.
That's crazy.
Well, you ever been to gay clubs where they have all the colognes?
Mama.
Someone hands you toilet paper. Has somebody hands you paper towel with you, like it or not? And I go, you know, I didn't wash my hands. Then you have the paper towel.
You eat it.
I fold it up into a plane. I throw it and I leave. And I go, I'll take that Starburst though, bitch.
You eat it in front of them. Eye contact. Unbroken. Totally.
The best is when it's like a nasty little gay bar. It's just a gay bar.
I've never heard of this. A toilet attendant? I've never seen it. I've
Mickey's,
never seen it.
The Abbey.
What?
They all have it.
What is this? 1830?
Honey. It's,
what is going
it's
on?
It's Memoirs of a Geisha.
I don't
you
like
walk
it.
Out of the bathroom. You have just... You did
Ew.
So much coke that you blew ass at the club.
And they're supposed to be there to do what?
You go to the sink, you wash your hands.
Jerk you off?
You wash your hands, they give you paper towel.
Why can't you get it yourself?
And then they have gum, mints, candy, Becky,
Kay,
Mariah.
Jeep.
Yeah,
Lindsay.
They also have colognes and perfumes so that you come back from the bathroom refreshed.
Is this the Gilded Age or Mickey's?
My problem is I'm not going to use the cologne that... What, there's three or four colognes here and what,
oh,
40%
girl.
Of the people here have that on?
Oh,
like,
honey,
I'm not
no.
doing all that.
Also, my friend got that cheap, she's like a designer imposter perfume. And I was like, it's amazing. It smells just like that. And I was like, I'll be the judge of that. I took one whiff of that thing, that $30 thing. I was like, it smells like rat piss, honey.
Would
it
you,
like rat
would you buy
piss.
Her exactly what she needs?
What do you mean?
Buy her the real one. She's hinting at a Christmas gift.
No, she's not. No, she's saying she loves that scent. She doesn't know yet what true, good, expensive scents are like because- They do smell better. That cheap shit, Mama Pink Sugar, smells like cat piss right now.
I was just talking about this in drag.
Like cat piss. Take a cat and squeeze
and
its dick
it.
Into my face.
The cat's piss on.
Yeah.
I was talking about earlier in my drag career when I couldn't afford nice makeup, nice brushes, nice perfume was always worth it.
But I never knew about it. Because I was using so much.
Nice perfume was worth it.
I believe nice perfume is worth it now.
It is.
Because it's a gift to other people.
Drugstore makeup can be great. Drugstore hair products can be great. Drugstore nail polishes.
Drugstore
perfume is never giving.
It's
it just isn't.
Rubbing alcohol with a Glade plug-in. It's like you're dusting yourself with, you're spraying yourself with alcohol and have a Glade plug-in in your pocket.
Totally.
That's what it smells like.
And it's kind of a beauty product. I mean, there are drugstore foundations that you could do like the Pepsi challenge and people wouldn't know.
Mascara.
How, yes.
Mascara. Yeah.
But perfume.
Yeah.
Invest in the one you want. And
it's a racket for sure.
Some of them are $200. It's crazy.
Excuse me. Some of them are $400, $500. Like some of those Tom Ford, if you want a big thing at Tom Ford, prepare to spend $500.
Jeez.
But every squeeze, every like spritz is a dream come true.
Yeah.
Mandarino di Amalfi.
Mary, I want that wild cherry one.
I have cherry smoke. I got lost cherry. I got all the cherries.
I want that lost cherry
Electric
too.
Cherry, she's not worth a damn though. Oh. Cherry smoke is cunt.
And cherry smoke is very cunt.
Cherry smoke is cunt over once the cherry's lost, you smoke her out a little bit.
I'm not a paid spokeswoman. Have you ever used Scentbird?
I did.
Wait, I am a paid spokeswoman, but not to tell you now. No. It's great because they send you the small versions of everything. So you really get a 30-day supply, and then you know if it's worth investing.
Yeah.
Because you've used it for weeks.
Yeah, I like the ones that, when I was a smoker, most of my life, it was a necessity.
You would pick a scent to
that complemented. So it's always oody, woody, earthy, maybe sometimes vanilla.
Because you can't do like clean water.
No, nothing fresh.
No.
Never anything fresh.
Well, I think like we know you never used anything fresh. Shit.
Yeah. No, because when I got into a cab and they were like, you smell wonderful, like a cigar, not a cigarette. Because it was vanilla plus cigarette equals cigar.
That's classic. There's this company called Replica. You know them?
I have it.
Yeah. By the fireplace. Cunt. But they also make Jazz Club.
Got it.
Jazz Club, one of the notes
affordable.
Is heady cigar.
Affordable.
Very.
It's the Margiela.
It's amazing.
It's Margiela.
Those replica ones. That by the fireplace affordable. One smells like you have sat down in a fire.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah. You got ash in your butt, bitch.
Burning skin. Burning skin.
Burnt hair. I want to talk to you about something.
Tell me. And how did I know you weren't going to have anything to say? That's so fucked.
No, shut up. I do.
Who else do you love?
Meryl Streep.
What, talk about her?
No. Who else do I love?
You know what I was thinking about the other day? I always, when I'm in drag, think of Death Becomes Her. By the way, I know a lot of younger queer people haven't seen that movie.
Oh, you should go see
My
it.
My God,
now.
Is it worth it?
Although, you know
My
what?
My God, is it worth
it? It's made by a gay man, directed by a gay man.
Robert
and
Zemeckis.
It's very anti-woman, but the man comes out on top at the end by getting rid, by unburdening himself of the nastiness and pettiness of womanhood.
Well, he's in a healthy relationship with them. They're in a healthy relationship with each other and him. It's a three-way bad relationship.
It's
about,
it's a girl movie, but the girls are shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a part where she takes the, I'm going to spoil it. Meryl Streep takes the potion that makes her endlessly youthful and beautiful. And she goes,
I'm a girl.
I do that. I feel that in drag sometimes. But recently, I am in drag less. So when I am in drag, I'm so cunted out that I walk by a mirror and I literally go, yeah, that's what I fucking thought. The confidence is so blind and aggressive.
Aggressive, that confrontational.
That I turn to someone, I'm like, the fucking nerve of you to be in the room with me right now.
Yeah.
Look at me.
You had a lot of nerve being here, not trying to fuck me.
The sound guy's like,
is your microphone okay?
Yeah. The sound guy's like, are you talking about you?
That white, what is it? A white worm on a brown mouth?
That white one, that brown,
that wet brown nose with a white stripe through it?
Yeah. That chocolate pudding with a white crayon thrown into it?
Yes. I mean, there's when the hair comes on, because I have two hair pieces made by, one's by Wigs by Vanity, the other one is another brand, I forget.
Shame.
Wet wigs. When those things
come, wet wigs.
When that wig, when she, Eden take them out, she'll wash them. When they're damp, I put them on my head and I feel myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling myself.
You jerk off?
No, she's right there. It's in the studio. Don't jerk it off for drugs in the studio. But when
you gotta draw the line somewhere.
But you know, cause like the bald headed thing, the Sasha Velour, it looks very artful. When you have a nice face on a bald head, it looks like art. But then when that hair comes on, it's pussy. It gives the cunt serves so much pussy. The cunt goes pussy, 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 meow, meow.
When it's wet.
No. When the hair is
when, all, general,
when it's
yeah.
done. But it's that piece though.
She's figured it out.
No, it's
Calvin
incredible.
With no wigs.
It's incredible.
Genius.
Like her versus you.
Oh God.
Versus Jimbo. Jimbo.
Me a suitcase of wigs.
How about Jimbo? Not only the wigs, the giant breasts that need their own luggage.
That's disgusting.
It's crazy.
Not that that's disgusting. The thought of putting on a silicone skin suit every day. Girl.
I don't envy her. I've done that. I've been there for some god.
That's what the aliens are doing.
Mama, thank you. Wait, what do you mean?
Like aliens pretend to be humans.
Oh yeah.
Every day, them and Jimbo are putting on their skin suit and walking out to CVS.
Unzip, girl. It's fucking.
I have to talk to you about,
Chase Morgan.
No.
Western Financial Savings.
Sasha Velour doing bald.
Yeah.
She can travel and do gigs without wigs. And that.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's easy because she has to put makeup all over her head, which sucks.
Right.
But it's nice to not have to carry a wig kit.
Of course. But it's not block. Pussy cunt though. But the
works
piece,
for her.
She's incredible.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. But what she can't do is the thing where you go, oh, this pussy is cunty. You know what I mean? Like
she can hair put, but nothing happens.
But nothing happens. But when I flip that wig that looks like it's coming out of my head, I feel the tumescence of stiffening boners in the room. Of course, nobody's ever in the room. Nobody's ever having a boner, but my imagination is so vivid because the cunt is so fierce.
When you're around people, you strap them down and inject Trimix just to make sure they get a boner around you.
I handcuff them to a chair. I straddle them like Coyote Ugly. Uh-huh. I take the Trimix needle, two of them, both hands. Wop, wop. My back shots sound like bongos.
Sasha Velour's on We're Here Now.
What?
That's like a public thing, right? Everyone knows that.
Is she?
Sasha Velour, the new We're Here cast is Sasha Velour. Oh, that makes
sense. She's probably great on it. I'm
Jada.
Sure. Jada.
I think it's
Gina.
Priyanka. And Latrice.
That's too many
I think
people.
It's four.
It's too many drag queens. Girl, they're going to ruin that town. They're going to, the electricity is going to go out. The grid is going to suffer.
They have a different, I think they have a different skill set to offer than the last cast.
Yeah. The Three Stooges.
Well, Priyanka's going to be like, well, here's how we'd handle it in Canada.
Canada, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then Jada's going to be like,
let's smoke a blunt.
Have you tried being gorgeous?
Yeah.
You
know, Sasha's going to shave their heads.
Oh, Sasha's going to be like, so you've been divorced. Yeah. Have you heard about art? You know what I mean? Like she takes them to an art museum. Their mind is
blown. We have in New York. It's called art.
Yeah, totally.
Have you ever been to the Met?
Totally. You know, drag does transform lives. By the way, Latrice,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, for the worst, ho.
It's transformed my life in a good way and then in a bad way. But I think for Latrice could help in any situation.
Yeah.
I would take Latrice anywhere with me.
Mm-hmm. She's got a duffel bag full of weed to smoke.
Right. Latrice knows just what to say at the right time.
Yeah.
She has the right vibe, right energy.
No, she does.
Energy.
She really does.
I think Latrice could solve world problems.
She should be at the UN General Assembly.
She'd be the youngest person there.
And yeah, in the sweatiest.
She'd be the fucking youngest person there.
I know.
Do you feel solidarity around her with the sweat?
You have no idea.
It's a safe space.
When we were on the cruise together, we were both late for the callback, the meet and greet, because we had both performed. She way before me, by the way, or I before her. There's no excuse. We were sisters in sweating, and it was, I've never felt so seen, so supported, so like held.
Mm-hmm.
That, because we was like, we were both out of breath. Of course, now she's got 200 pounds on me. Mm-hmm. Not really sure. There's a inequality in terms of like the mm-hmm. why and the what, or the quantity of sweat.
How are you able to sweat the way she does?
It's just, well, look at my dad. I wish you could. He sweats more than I do.
Really? So if your dad did drag, it'd be over.
He wouldn't even get out of the dressing room.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even get out of the dressing room.
Does your brother sweat?
Uh-huh.
Sister too?
No, not that
What much. About Pat?
Pat, no sweat glands, have all removed in China.
She's got it figured out.
She doesn't. She's always freezing. She loves it when it's 120 degrees.
You know, in drag, all I do is complain about air conditioning. Out of drag, I'm cold all the time.
Oh, see, I'm
Me and
hot
David's
all the time.
Mother will be at dinner and I'll be like, who at the table will understand? I'll be like, Lynn, I'm cold. She's like, yeah, because it's freezing in here. I'm like,
is that
thank
you. That's David, right? Yeah. Oh, I have
I'm freezing.
My apartment or my home is 40 degrees.
Oh,
35 degrees, maybe 30 degrees. Yeah. And I'm literally still sweating. Yeah.
David, the air conditioning, 40.
Yeah.
Love Blue it. Lips.
Love it.
Do you know that scene in Batman and Robin where
Mr. Freeze's
Mr.
wife?
Mr. Freeze, all his lackeys are singing like, I'm Mr. Winter, I'm Mr. Ice. And he's like conducting.
Yeah.
That's David.
Yeah.
And I
love
two icicles for my nose.
I know you're the guy in Scrooge, the homeless guy who dies. On that note, neuter and spay your pets.
Honestly. The reckless fornication
of
the animal kingdom.
Now, join us next week where we're going to neuter 25 dogs on the air.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.